4CPA Mobile.
I met you on the road, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
See, believe it or not, they do let me out a day or two a week, and I've been out playing tennis. I just finished up and played well today, and had two good matches, so won both of them.
And my signal is going to be iffy, and all because I'm in the middle of downtown Spartanburg, believe it or not. So nice tall buildings around to interfere with the signal.
I remember when you're on East North and Academy right there, that traffic light, you could, it was a real noisy spot there, and you could lose the repeater down in downtown Greenville.
The corner of St. John Street and North Church Street here in Spartanburg. So, and just watching the ambulance go rolling up the road here. So, anyway, and just waiting for traffic to clear on the other side so I can make a left turn.
Hey, Rusty, I got some QRM right here at this intersection, and it's winning. but you can try that transmission again, because I just moved out of it.
Well, I also moved out from underneath the traffic lights, and that'll help things too. So, yeah, I said I was at the corner of St. John Street and Daniel Moore and North Church Street in downtown Spartanburg. So, haven't been through the city in a good while, so I'm riding through here so I can see what places are along here and what new places restaurants have come in and what businesses have moved in and what's moving out and everything like that. So I thought I'd run ride through downtown this direction instead of the way I came through it a while ago going cross town. Oh, getting ready for a barbershop convention in about 3 weeks. Cool. 10th and 11th of March.
Today, Carolina Guitar Show up in Fletcher, and I'm going to go up to that, I think, Saturday the 11th, and they've got a ton of stuff up there.
Well, get your priorities straight, and my chapter is Upstate South Carolina chapter is the host chapter for this contest. And the prelims for the semifinals for the quartets are on Friday night. Chorus contest is Saturday morning. The quartet finals and the show are Saturday night. So got all of that coming up those 2 days. We're headquartered. The school, everything's going to be in Spartanburg High School for the contest, but our headquarters hotel is the Marriott in downtown Spartanburg, so it's going to be a good event.
That's how, I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun with that. And speaking of fun, I had a good time on FT4 and FT8 last night. I made some contacts all over the place, and I made one in Australia, and I saw Russia and China in there too. Some people were working them. I couldn't work them.
40-meter sideband net for a little while last night, right around 7 o'clock, between 7 and 8, and then I just went in and sat down and watched TV for a while. I'm just still trying to recuperate from 2 weeks in Florida, and also I tried to catch a cold yesterday, so I wasn't feeling better today. Had to do some errands. That's where I just come back from, and now I'm headed back to the house. And I got chorus rehearsal tonight, so, you know, a few things here and a few things there, as they say.
Well, it's good to stay busy, and I've got tennis tomorrow and Wednesday, so that's good. And heck, I'd play Thursday and Friday if I could find a group that wanted to get together. But anyway, but I've got some other things to do. I finally got my radio in the Monday 4Runner here, and I got to put the camera in, so I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to do that this afternoon. And that'll keep me out of trouble today.
I mean, it's only got out of the bad, really bad spot. I'm probably not the best yet, but I'm getting better here in a minute. But so you don't you got a brand new car, or is it just new to you?
It's a 23 4Runner. It's got the TRD off-road package, and it's a X Series. It's really nice, and I understand, I don't know if it's true, I understand that the Toyota's going all electric next year. I guess we'll see.
Trailers are coming out with electric, Toyota's coming out with electrics. There's a lot of things coming out with electrics. They're just too expensive for my blood. So, and you mean you got a 4Runner and it doesn't have a backup camera in it?
The backup camera, this is for mainly for forward looking ahead, and you know, it'll record and do all that for you. So you know, if you're involved in an accident, it'll record all that, and you'll have it to show the officer if need be. And you know, I just like having that little extra. In fact, it has a rear. It does have a rear camera, and it's on all the time, not just when you're in reverse. So it's really pretty cool. Pretty cool. You just have to run the wires through the headliner, but it's really not that hard. I did it in my Mustang, so I took it out a bit, and I'm going to put it in this one.
Good. That'll be good. Now, so did you finally sell the Mustang?
I sold it to Carvana.
Well, you probably got a pretty good deal for it, and well, good for you. I got to look for me something new later this year. And I'm going to be looking for a new to me. I'm not necessarily into the completely new car type thing. And find over here where some more. I'm on a road today that I haven't been on in probably 6 or 7 months. And I'm finding some new places where driveways have been cut in, where new businesses are getting ready to put in spots, so, including one down by the railroad over here. All right. Well, good to hear you, David, and I'm getting into some traffic, and I'm going to be getting up here in the school area here in a minute, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s and put both hands on the wheel. Catch you later. KB4CBA, W2T.
Well, you have a good rest of the day. Be safe in the school zones. Watch out for the children, and enjoy the rest of your day. Always good to talk with you. 73's W2T KB4CBA Mobile.
QHXS Mobile.
QHSX KB4CBA.
Now, that's somebody different now, Dave. KB2HXS here. How you doing? I've been hearing you on the 75 meter net at night. I guess you got your station up and running.
You mean 80 on 3915?
Yeah, that's the one.
I stopped in a bad spot here. And my... I velcroed the face of the radio to the dash here, and it just fell off, so oops. I guess I'm going to have to do something different.
In my wife's car, I got the little 2730 dual bander, and I velcroed it on the dash over the glove box. It seems to hold pretty well. That little head is light as anything anyway. But yeah, no, you've got a really good signal, or you've got a really good sound off that radio. Nice full audio on that.
Is that what you're talking on right now?
3, no sir. No, I'm on my IC 7000.
Oh, so you're on the high dollar radio.
I don't know if it's high dollar anymore. I mean, heck, you know, it's still a good radio. It's an older model. I think it's early 2000s, 2005, something like that. I can't pinpoint the year it came out, but this is one of two that I have. I have one on my bench that I use for VHF, UHF, and I have the one in the car here. They work really well. I'm pretty happy with them.
I guess I'm just not familiar with that model number. But anyway, well, I finally got my HF antenna repaired, and it's all new. Everything is new on it. I mean, everything. I finally found the, it's a Wyndham antenna, so it's off-center fed, and the shorter line was bad, and that's what was causing my problem, because it wouldn't tune up on 40 or 80 meters, and I was just having a time with it, and I'm pretty sure the Bowen got struck by lightning.
I finally got my tower secured, and I've got my VHF, UHF on the top of the tower, and then I have a sidearm I made out of that pipe hanging strut, and I got the my off-center fed Maxcon off to one side. It's the balance hanging off the tower, just about 5 feet off the tower, and I've got the antenna running. Well, I got the short leg running north and then the long leg running south. And I tell you what, it's doing fairly well. I talked to Scotland yesterday morning on 10 meters. I've been all over the country with it, as far out as, Arizona. Reno. I'm talking to Reno this morning on 20 meters. So I think it's working.
Like it, how up is it?
The Bowen is approximately 35 feet in the air, and the antenna is basically flat. I'm not running it like an inverted V. I got the legs up pretty flat, maybe down a couple degrees, but of course I wasn't up there with a level or anything. But they're fairly flat. My property does go up a little bit where the tower is, so I think the ends of the antenna is probably a good 20 to 25 feet in the air.
Good. Mine's up in the very top of the trees. I would say mine's up close to 50 feet. And it's not perfectly flat, but it kind of follows the contour of the trees a little bit. But it's relatively flat. But if you know anything about the Wyndham, it also has a vertical transmitting aspect to it too, so I can hear local stations on HF, which is really unusual. Checking in from, I live in Taylor's. I hear people checking in from Taylor's and Greer and right around my house here. So it's really interesting.
Oh, yeah, I check in. That's me checking in from Greer. I know Jimmy, N4MMW, he checks in from Taylor's also. He's got that big quad over there, and I think he also runs, he's running an OCF Maxcon as well. I think he bought the same one that I did. But, oh, yeah, now the Wyndham, is that similar to a G5RV, something like that?
Yes, it's off-center fed. It's 134 feet long. It's 84 feet one direction, and then to the Bowen, and then it's, what's that, 50 feet the other direction. And so it's running basically east, let's see, north and south, so it transmits east and west. And but then with the vertical, I can talk to Canada and down into South America. So it's really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way mine is running, north and south, and then transferring east and west. Yeah, I was talking to Ontario not so long ago also. You know, we had that solar flare hit last week, I think, Thursday, Friday, I think it hit. And it's been some pretty good propagation because of that.
Really good. Well, let me jump out of here. I got to lower my antenna so I can get in the garage. You can pull it. It's a diamond. You can lift it up. It's spring-loaded, and it'll tilt over. So that's what I'm having to do. I ordered another antenna for it, and we'll see how it does. It's got real good reviews, but it's a MNO amount, or NMO, I can't remember, mount, and it's only about nine or 9.5 inches tall, and so it won't be a problem going in and out of the garage, and it's for 2 meter and 440. In fact, it'll do a lot more bands than that, but that's what I've got here in the car.
Oh, okay. I'd be interested in knowing what antenna you're using now and what you're getting. I'm using a Diamond NR770, which is the NR. Excuse me. It stands for no ground plane required, because I used to use it on my old Kenworth with the fiberglass roof, and it did really well. So I'm thinking about changing to a different antenna that requires a ground plane, because I'm just using a mag mount on top of my car. I'm thinking about drilling a permanent mount in. I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I'll do it, but go ahead, Dave. It was good to hear from you. Have a good afternoon, sir. KB4CBA, KB2HXS.
Looking at the model number on this thing. Gosh, I don't even know if I can read it. NR770HAB. I don't know if that helps you or not. Man, it's a diamond, and it's on a diamond mount, too. And the mount, I like it because it has a little bit of a leveling aspect to it. So if it's not sticking straight up, you can adjust it and move it around the way you like it. But anyway, so we'll talk to you later, and have a good afternoon. 73's KP4 CPA mobile. Clear.
That's the exact antenna I have, the NR770. Have a good day, Dave. 73, KB2HXS.
KFOR Mobile.
KB2HXS here.
Hey.
I'm good. I'm just heading into Greenville. Got to go to a customer's house. Name here is Dave. Again, I'm mobile, just on Wade Hampton down in the Pleasantburg area. So I may... I'm going to have to duck out because I'm going to be in the shadow of the Paris Mountain area.
Today, this is Ron. I'm over here off of Hampton Road, just right outside of Lyman, Greer area.
Oh, yeah, I live in Greer. I've heard you on before. Oh, yeah, I heard you on. Welcome to the hobby. I understand you're a new licensee.
And, there's a lot to learn, and I'm looking forward to learning all that I can.
You better keep your wallet hidden, too, because there's a lot to purchase. Trust me, I know. Well, good. Well, welcome. Welcome. Yeah, there's plenty of areas of information, plenty of people on here that can steer you in the right direction.
I'm looking to purchase me a 10-meter radio. I mean, I can't do a lot on it right now with the technician license, but I'm planning on getting my general, so that opened it up a little bit more, but I'm looking at getting me a 10-meter radio.
Well, I think you got, what, 28.3 to 28.5, I think, right? You can talk on that.
Yeah.
Am I receipt. Rhonda, I'm going to let you go. You have a good day. I'm down here in no man's land. I'm going to lose it for a few minutes. KB2HXS73, we'll talk to you again.
KQ4FOY, and I'm standing by.